Hello everybody, my name is Asura and welcome to my talk called Metrics in Context. I'm presenting work in progress and I've used the QR code. Who knew that a pandemic would bring back QR codes? Use the QR code to link to the GitHub repo. So if you see anything interesting, be sure to check it out, but also feel free to reach out on Twitter. And without further ado, I want to jump into my presentation and first of all share an alternative title that I did consider but get rid of pretty quickly. Yes, we're talking about metrics, scholarly metrics in this case, and as I'm assuming that most of us work in academia or used to work in academia, I assume that everyone's pretty familiar with of course, the citation count, but also the H index, and this whole host of all kinds of scholarly metrics that we use, deploy, and encounter in everyday life in academia. Also, obviously, everyone knows that some of these metrics are used in ways which they are not meant to be used, and these challenging problems, these problems also cause broader issues that the responsible research metrics movement, for instance, is trying to address. And in this talk, I want to focus on two dimensions, on a dimension that two of these pretty famous manifestos also address. So the San Francisco Declaration on Research Assessment, for instance, recommends to be open and transparent by providing data and methods used to calculate all metrics. So this is addressing the transparency and the openness around the data and the ways we compute those metrics in the first place. Similarly, the Leiden Manifesto, which is a more recent, a newer guideline, also recommends to keep data collection and analytical processes open, transparent, and simple. I especially like the formulation by the Leiden Manifesto because it emphasizes data collection and analytical processes, which really shows that we are talking about processes and procedures rather than simple objects and where they come from. So what does it mean if we go back to our slide with all the scholarly metrics that we're familiar with? An obvious first step would be to